Pakistan defends ally China's crackdown on Muslims. Foreign media sensationalized issue. By Edwin Mora on December 21, 2018. Pakistan on Thursday defended its close ally China's internment of up to 1 million Muslim Uyghurs in re-education camps where detainees are forced to renounce their religion in favor of communism, saying foreign news outlets have sensationalized the issue. Some section of foreign media are trying to sensationalize the matter by spreading false information. Mohammad Faisal, a spokesman for Pakistan's Ministry of Foreign Affairs, told reporters on Thursday, the agence France-Presse, AFP, agency reported. The Chinese authorities have also offered to arrange visits to Xinjiang of the families of the convicted women, he added. Islamabad's defense of China's mind transformation centers came days the Associated Press, AP, reported that over 200 Pakistani businessmen urged Beijing to release their Uyghur Muslim wives, saying they have been caught in the net of Beijing's crackdown on Islam adherents. A steady stream of Pakistani men has visited Beijing in recent months, lobbying for the release of their wives to little avail. Some say they met Pakistan's ambassador to China, Masood Khalid, on multiple occasions, and were told their issues were raised privately with the Chinese, AP revealed. In September, Islamabad reportedly demanded that Beijing take urgent steps for the release of over 50 Chinese wives of Pakistani men arrested in predominantly Uyghur Muslim Xinjiang province. However, it appears cash-strapped Pakistan has changed its tune, likely succumbing to pressure from China, one of the country's top economic aid providers. Pakistan has bought into Beijing's allegations that the concentration camps in Xinjiang are vocational and educational centers aimed at combating terrorism and religious extremism. Referring to the Uyghur wives of Pakistani men, Faisal declared, as per Chinese authorities, out of 44 women, 6 are already in Pakistan. 4 have been convicted on various charges. 3 are under investigation, 8 are undergoing voluntary training. 23 women are free and living in Xinjiang of their own free will. China has repeatedly denied the detainees are subjected to communist indoctrination and are facing systemic torture, disappearances, executions, arbitrary detentions, as well as suppression of cultural and religious life, among other crimes, at the facilities. Beijing's crackdown is mainly targeting Muslims from the Uyghur, or Uyghur, ethnic group, but also Kazakhs and Kyrgyz. The U.S. military has linked Chinese Uyghurs to jihadi groups that operate in the Afghanistan-Pakistan region, which the Pentagon believes to be home to the highest concentration of terrorist organizations in the world. According to the U.S.-China Economic and Security Review Commission, China faces an Islamic terrorist threat from its ally Pakistan and to a lesser extent war-ravaged Afghanistan. In September, The Guardian reported that Pakistan had spoken against China's alleged human rights abuses at the re-education camps, marking one of the first public criticisms from a majority Muslim country over China's policies in the Western Territory. A few months later, in December, Mashhad Hussain, chairman of Pakistan's Senate Foreign Affairs Committee, reportedly conceded that the cardinal principle of the Islamabad-Beijing relationship is to remain silent on domestic issues, AP noted. Given the relationship of Pakistan with China, and in the Muslim world, in particular, the Chinese narrative is apparently being accepted across the board as the one that is correct, Hussain declared.